So, did you just graduate? Or?
Yep.
So he's also senior in high school.
Right. So how old are you?
17.
17. Okay. All right. Well, that's a good age. Yeah. What kind of video games do you play? I assume you play some video games?
Yeah. I mean, I just recently got a PS4. I play sports games, Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. Like, I pretty much play, like, any type of games. I play Skyrim for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I play, like, games on my phone a lot. So I pretty much play, like, any sort of games.
Yeah.
I kind of lean towards sports games just because I play sports, but I enjoy all sorts of games.
Mm-hmm. So the games that you enjoy the most, what do you enjoy about them? Is there anything particular?
Well, kind of like games that you can interact with, like, I guess, like, sports games I just play the most just because all of my friends play it, but, like, mm-hmm. with, like, when I was playing Skyrim, like, there's so many different, like, ways you can go with a game.
Okay.
And it changes
mm-hmm.
based on what you do.
Okay.
And sort of, like, an interactive, not where everything's set, and, like, you, like, if you don't do this, you gotta start over and try to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But you lead down different pathways based on your decisions.
I see. And it adapts to what you're,
yeah.
what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, is there anything about these games that you really don't like? Stuff you find boring or you just dislike in general?
Or about any game?
Well, sometimes I think in games where it's interactive, there gets to be like a lot of exposition and a lot of like needless like task doing. Like when you're playing a game, you're not playing it to like spend like 30 minutes trying to like do this special cool thing where you have to like break into like a house and you have to work on this lockpick for 30 minutes
mm-hmm.
and it takes forever because it's super hard. Like you want to like fight and do stuff like this and like go on like important missions and like kill people and stuff like that. So I think sometimes games can get dogged down with like being like almost like too realistic.
I see.
And like doing stuff where it's like not really fun, but it's
mm-hmm.
still difficult.
Okay. So what makes it not fun? The fact that it's...
Well, it's just like why would they make this task so difficult? Why am I spending so much time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just know, like, a game I played a long time ago, Red Dead Redemption on that 360.
Sure.
It's like, you're, like, trying to, like, break into, like, a safe or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, like, twist the knob and hear, like, for a click on a number.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to twist, keep twisting and hear for another click. And then you have to do that, like, 5 times. And then you don't want to put the, like, game mode on easy because then it's too easy for most of the things. But when you have it on,
right.
like, hard, it's way too hard for stuff
for,
like that.
For stuff like that. Okay. And it's, and you feel it's a sort of an unequal balance, right? Where it's
yeah.
really difficult, but task isn't really
Isn't really
important.
Necessary or,
yeah.
like, super important.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you would prefer the difficulty to be sort of aligned with the general importance of the game.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so you mentioned that you play a lot of games with your friends. Is there anything in particular that you play with your friends more than yourself, or...?
Well, I think with myself, I'll play a lot of, like, Assassin's Creed,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. And then with my friends, I'll play, like, FIFA,
okay.
or, like, Nintendo.
Things that involve a team. And,
yeah.
Right.
Where it's just, like, the goal of the game is just, like, one-on-one. It's not, like...
Right.
There's no, like, real, like, asking the game.
I see. But with games you play by yourself, those are more...
More like you sit down and you can't just play it for like 20 minutes. You have
mm-hmm.
to like play it for like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Or like you just get kind of like caught up in the game where you like play it like an entire day.
Right, right. Now I'm familiar with some of those games you mentioned. They're sort of exploratory.
Yeah.
In nature.
Mm-hmm.
So does that generally appeal to you, exploratory games?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I really like that type of thing. Like I really like Game of Thrones
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So I think that particularly appeals to me.
What about the exploratory task is interesting?
I just think it's like something like you can go outside and you can like play basketball,
mm-hmm.
but you can't go outside and like run through a forest with like a giant sword and like try to like kill all these people and like.
Well, you could do some of those.
Well, technically, I guess you could buy a giant sword, run through the forest, try to kill like a wolf with your sword, but it might not end well for you. I think
right.
it's just like the fantasy is like something that like you can't do in your normal life.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a different life for you to explore.
Sure. Okay. So when you're engaging these sort of games, is it important that you have an avatar in the game? Or is it purely first person where there's no individual that is in the game? Does that matter at all?
For me, I think it's important to, like, know, like, the character you're, like, running around with.
Because mm-hmm.
usually I try to, like, when I start a game, I try to make, like the games that where you have to make decisions and it changes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I try to, like, make this... So you make the avatar almost, like, at the start of almost every game.
Yeah.
And then I kind of decide, like, through, like, the first couple missions, like, what kind of person is this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would he do? And then I usually... And then... So I try to mold it off all my decisions off of that one way.
Okay.
Oh, that's
so, like,
interesting.
And then if I finish the game, then I might go back and try to do it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there are sub games. Like, Skyrim, I really love, but I never finished because it takes, like, 300 hours of play to finish.
Sure, sure.
So.
Okay. So time is sort of an important factor.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be within some bound amount
of
time. Okay. All right. Let's see. There's anything else that... Yeah, so have there been any games that you just really can't stand, that you started playing and you just threw up your hands and walked away, that you really hated?
Well, I downloaded, like, a Game of Thrones game.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, like, a... It was just, like, $5 on the PlayStation Store, and there were, like, 6 episodes that are, like, $5. Because
mm-hmm.
I just... Because, obviously, the season finale was, like, last Sunday or whatever.
Sure.
And I was like, so what am I going to do with my life now that I can't watch Game of Thrones? The next season doesn't come out for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered, like, the entire book set, and then I was like, oh, there are these games that you can play.
Sure.
And I got on, and it was just, like, hits... Like, they ask you, like, you're, like, this random person in the Game of Thrones world, and they ask you a question. Then you hit C for this answer, X for this answer, square for this answer, triangle for this answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, what am I gonna do stuff? And then, like, the fighting is just, like, move the right stick to this section and hit R2, and then, like, it just doesn't damage to the fighting. It's
I
like,
see.
Well, that was pointless. And then I finished the game in, like, 45 minutes, and I'm just like, I can't believe I spent $5 on this crap. Because I love Game of Thrones, but that was probably the stupidest video game I've ever made for.
I see.
Wow.
Because it was just a bunch of question answering. And then the actual fighting wasn't really fighting.
It right, it didn't involve you
any skill at
any
all.
Any skill,
and
okay.
It was extremely easy.
I would have high expectations, too. I love Game of Thrones, and
yeah.
I love the opening credits, always.
Yeah.
I hate this one.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Great.